This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. This is episode number 57. Wow. And we are joined today by Stéphane Morel. He is French, has been living in the Philippines for over 9 years now, and is the videographer and video editor of a French content website. What is interesting about this case study is that effectively the entire French company is built and run over here in the Philippines, and there's not a lot of French-speaking labor in the Philippines, so I find it doubly interesting. But this is a great case study in that a company has been over here for 10 or 15 years now and really taken outsourcing to its extreme, and it is working really well. So I'm sure you can learn a lot here from Stéphane, and if you want any show notes or to contact Stéphane, please go to outsourceaccelerator.com/57. So today I'm joined by Stéphane Morel. Hi, Stéphane.
Hi, Derek.
And Stéphane is from France and has been living in the Philippines a number of years now. And I find it really interesting, his story. He is a videographer, primarily. He can introduce himself, but basically working for a French company, a content company, and predominantly the majority of their content and the majority of their company is being built and run from the Philippines. So a really interesting case study, and just wanted to explore that a little bit more with you, Stéphane. Hi and welcome. And would you maybe just quickly introduce yourself and how you came to be at this French content company.
Okay, so I've been here in the Philippines for 9 years now. I moved to the Philippines because I got hired by this French company. I was still living in France and I got a call. They were looking for somebody to develop the video content for their website. So I moved. I said, okay, I'm going to come for a few months. I'm going to try. I'm going to see what's going on in the Philippines, because I knew about Asia. I traveled a lot in Thailand, Malaysia, Indonesia, Australia I've been, and I wanted to know about the Philippines. I wanted to have the life experience, you know, working experience.
And this was how long ago? 10 years?
9 years ago.
9 years.
So yeah, my job was, I had to develop all the video contents, because they were doing some video with Filipino actually. So they got some non-professional ones, so I was the one trying to train them, show them the good way to do it.
And just for background, the company then is in sort of health and wellness space?
So it's a well-being website, actually.
Okay. And it's predominantly completely focused on the French or French-speaking market?
It's all French content, yeah.
And is it virtually all of the content is produced in the Philippines or managed by the production in the
Mostly.
Philippines?
80-90%.
Right.
Everything is done here by writers, community managers, video team, like marketing. Right. Everybody is here. We just have one office in Paris, managing more the medical part.
Because this is what I find interesting, and this is what I find the optimal kind of outsourcing is when initially people start by doing a bit of call center work or customer service. But actually the true value comes when you flip the pyramid upside down and you're running the entire company here with then just minimal staff in your high-cost Western world. And we're starting to see that more and more now, but I see it as interesting that a French company is doing that when there's not the sort of not an abundance of French speaking here. And also the guy's been doing it like over 10 years, I suppose.
Even more than that, they were one of the first French guys starting a website like 15 years ago. Like Page France, it was a famous big hit in France. Like, but they used to do that from the beginning. They started in Asia, so they knew their.
Why did they do that? Did they know about outsourcing? Were they early adopters?
They knew. They came in Asia for training, actually, like a school training, business school training, and they fell in love with Asia, and they saw the skills of the Filipino and the fact that they could communicate easily. Mm. But they saw it like 15 years ago, so they, for them it was no way to go back to France to start a website, to develop a website, to hire graphic designer in France. Like, it was really like, they knew it was a place to do it because they did it already for a previous website. Right. Did very well, so they went, okay, let's do it again. Like,
they must have been pretty cutting edge, because outsourcing has really only been happening 20 years, and a lot of that was sort of lower value call center stuff, but they were already doing kind of high skilled, high value content production for a website 15 years ago.
Yeah? Especially for development, yeah. They were already like...
And if you had to sort of stab in the dark, do you know what the savings on total production costs would be by running the whole shop here versus in France? Just a real, you know, a guess.
Oh, it's huge in France, like so much tax in France, you know, when you hire somebody, you have to pay, it's like a double salary only for the government. So it's like, it's easy to compute. You're going to save a lot of money, time, I think.
Yeah.
In the Philippines, yeah. You can hire much more people than...
Amazing.
It's really expensive in France, like develop all these skills, like graphic design, web development, video, content manager, and even like, it's really like, cost a lot.
And how do you find the creatives in the Philippines? And that's a bit of a loaded question, because they are, if anything, more known for a lot of the creative talent. So do you find that there is a deep pool of skill here for that?
Yeah, like in design, in even in music, or all kind of, in movie, in art in general. They really like, they surprised me many times. Like, nobody, not so many people knows about it, I think. Like, they are really great skills here. Like,
And are you seeing more companies doing this then, as in sort of basing their entire production here?
I know there is a lot, especially for web. For web development, yeah, a lot. For the graphic, one more time, and for video, not so much, I don't think so. Right. They still use this all the way, you know, like there is like a... Sometimes they're going to pay for... They're going to have like a company in France who's going to do the video for them, and they're going to pay the price, like... They should know. It's much cheaper to do it here, like... Because even my company, you know, they used to send me, like, I'm going to France, like, two times, three times a year, just for shooting. So they just send me there for 3, 4, 5 days shooting. Right. I bring back all the contents with me in Manila, and then I got, like, 3 months to edit everything with my Filipino coworker.
Right.
Even if he doesn't speak French, like, we've been working together for 10 years, he can do everything. As long as you tell him where to cut, after he's the one doing all the effect and all the post-production. But he's doing the job perfectly, like as a
amazing
French speaker. You just need somebody to. We are teammates, so we know how to work together. But like, yeah, you can do the job.
And then, so creative talents, there is an abundance. I really enjoyed that podcast with Stefan. If you want to get in touch with Stefan or know more about this podcast, go to the show notes at outsourceaccelerator.com/57. And if you want to get in touch with us, ask us anything at ask@outsourceaccelerator.com.